posted a video last week about going on a first date and the amount of comments from men basically saying they didn't even feel like it was worth it anymore to go on first dates because they're scared of being like feeling creepy, they're scared of SA allegations, they don't really feel like women even like them, or most women just want, you know, 6'3 millionaires, the top 1% of men. They feel like a lot of women just use them for a free meal or dinner or experience. And that genuinely made me so sad that most men would rather just like stay inside and not even deal with it because it's not worth it to them anymore. It just made me think, like, us as women, maybe we need to take a step back and be like, okay, what's going on? Because the fact that men would rather stay in than go out on dates with us, it's just, it made me so sad.
I'm very tired of all of the lies.
I don't believe you. And is there a reason you're shaking? Okay, I think we all know the reason she's shaking. Let's be honest, she doesn't care why the bottom 80% of men rather stay at home. But what she does care about is if the top 5 to 10% men rather stay at home. And guess what? I don't think they need your empathy and sympathy. They're doing just fine out here on the dating market.
Anybody else like almost ready to give up dating completely because it's like such a shit show and people do not have the same outlook as you do or something, because it's almost like everything is temporary. There's nothing permanent. Nobody wants to build permanent. I don't know. That's just like my outlook on it right now. I mean, maybe the dating pool has spinach. Like, what the Anyways, happy hump day.
Maybe you're the poop in the dating pool too. Have you ever considered that? If there's poop in the dating pool and you're in the dating pool, you know? Also, yeah, men usually aren't trying to build something permanent with women your age, unfortunately. I mean, you had those opportunities for many years, I'm sure. And the ridiculous glasses aren't helping your case either.
How dare you?
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.
I'm giving you guys my official TikTok dating application, okay? My name is Deja, okay? Yeah, I'm 28. I'm a Scorpio. I guess that's what people ask nowadays. Yeah, that's what I am. Am I funny? It depends on the day and the time. It doesn't really matter to me. You know what I mean? I hope you can understand sarcasm. I am sarcastic. I have a good job. I live in the DMV. I hope you live close, because I'm sorry, I don't do long distance. I don't care. I don't care. Anything more than 30 minutes, just get the fuck out of my DMs. Ooh, that was a little harsh. I forgot I'm supposed to be sweet on this.
Right.
No, we don't need the facade. Just be real. This is who you really are. The cursing, obviously a huge red flag. The fact that she has a good job, so I'm sure she's going to want you to make a certain amount of money. The sarcasm, I don't know if you knew this or not, but men aren't really jumping for joy at a sarcastic woman. Yeah, just delete this off the internet. You know, do some research about men and then come back and redo this.
I date older men not for their money. I date older men because if I date a man in my generation who has my same mindset, I'm probably doing life in prison. Definitely going to jail. I have learned the older, the more chill, the more relaxed, maybe more generous too.
Why does that not surprise me?
We know what generous means. So she started this off saying, I don't date older men because of their money. But then she ended off on, yeah, they are generous. Like, right, I'm sure. I'm sure that's the last thing on the list.
I sent a man a picture of me drinking my coffee this morning. He sent me back a video of his head, so.
I'm sure he was just as uninterested in your picture of drinking coffee or video of drinking coffee as you were in a picture of his ding dong. So maybe he was just trying to teach you a lesson. Don't send me stuff I don't want to see, and I won't send stuff you don't want to see. Capiche?
You're the most beautiful, funny, loving girl I've ever met. You're perfect. But I want to see if I can try and find someone better.
That's not really what it is when Chad says something like this. He's just not ready to stop having a roster, you know? And realistically, that's just him trying to lighten the blow. You're probably not all of those things, realistically. But it is a nice way to let somebody down easy. I think we all know, including you, why men get with you. And the reasons why they usually get with you, I would say there's two. Look, it rhymes with trouble, please. I'll let you guys fill in that little riddle. Well, actually, those are probably triple. Look, never mind.
God, you're sick.